All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We are back with more of the Inkle, so let's get started. The Golden Planet. Meanwhile, near the center of the galaxy, the starship Hope navigates through subspace. Entering Imperial Exit Zone, VZ-175X, prepare for re-entry, prepare for pseudo-disintegration, activate tri-dimensional propulsion. I'll bet that Cyber Snake Grayfield has prepared a special welcome for us. Be careful. I've calculated our re-entry so that we'll materialize in the middle of the Imperial Galaxy Assembly. We'll be safe there. Stay sharp, we're entering the pseudo-disintegration phase. It hurts, but at least this time it's worth it. That thing we've brought with us will prove that Maganat Emon Horlog is a villain. Let's do it fast. The thing's evil is corrupting the circuits. Mother, look on the screens. The Imperial Throne World. The Golden Planet. I am a robotic control unit. Please identify yourselves. The palace is at the center of the planet. Hear ye, members of the Human Empire, this Imperial communication has a B7 urgency rating. Violence is ravaging the terraform planet Terra 21 in Sector 669 of the Exo Fringe. We, the Emperoress, the perfect androgyne, sense the emergence of unknown powers. Terra 21's Techno City has been mysteriously destroyed. Three of the four equatorial cities are torn by an unending series of Class 2 riots. The president of Terra 21 was forced to resort to cloning to the Necrodroid. Worst of all, local coverage of the riots has been inexplicably transmitted to the hollow networks of all 22,000 major planets in the Empire, provoking a disastrous rash of Class 5C to Class 2C city riots. Also, the Berg Empire is taking advantage of the chaos and has attacked our galaxy. The Berg royal family itself is at the helm of the enormous invasion fleet. 21 star systems have already fallen. The death count is in the billions. In a short time, the Empire's suffering has reached a critical level. We will wipe humanity from the face of the universe. But that's not all. A human fleet from Sector 669 attempted to intercept the Berg fleet, but in unbelievable abomination, a giant egg darker than space itself rose up from behind a mysteriously dying sun. Within nanoseconds, beams of dark energy poured out of the egg, reducing our fleet to scattered atoms. This black egg is obviously a political trick. They want to frame the Techno Guild for this disaster, so they've made an unholy imitation of our precious psycho abdomens. The true blame lies with that biofetus swimming in its egg like a larva. The situation requires the skill of the Techno Guild. The Emperoress is no longer fit to rule. Yes. The Economat supports the Techno Guild's position and demands a vote of no confidence. Treason! You insult the Androgyne just when we need unity more than ever! Careful! We, the Colonial Planets, are the ones who will pay for your weakness. Silence! Stop your quarreling, or the Empress will release the Purple Endo Guard to bring this meeting to order! Death! Bastards! Tyrants! Judas! Power to the Maganets! Justice! Throw the fetus in the garbage! Damn it, what is Rymo doing? He promised he'd be here with his evidence. Suddenly, huh? G-crack! Who dares? It's that madman from Kamar. Rymo, it's him! Calm down and listen to me, all of you! Could this blasted Kamar pose a threat to our plans, O Techno Pope? He is powerful, but we have an ally who is still more powerful. Patience. Silence! Hear the words of Rymo of Kamar, who speaks for all of the Colonial Planets. A great hush falls over the stunned assembly. Your Mega Holiness, shall I have the Purple Endo Guard remove these intruders? No, Grayfield. Rymo has always been loyal. Let him speak. My lords, Kamars, I am here to revel to you the most monstrous plot ever undertaken against humanity, and it has been done using the most abominable object ever created by man's folly. Open your eyes and hold back your bitter tears. What is that thing? He's making fun of us. This hoax from the colonial planets and the Truglosocialics is an assault to the Imperial Assembly. It looks like a piece of coal. What is the fetus waiting for? Get rid of this ridiculous coal salesman. Ah, ha, 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 ha. What you call a piece of coal? Listen carefully, all of you. This is all that remains of a sun eaten by a shadow egg. This carbonized lump represents the death of an entire planetary system, including two inhabited worlds, Terola and Ceres. Right now, these worlds are floating lifelessly in the frozen darkness of space around a dark usurper, the Shadow Egg. This is awful! Who did this? This abomination must be punished! It's monstrous! We must stop this! Who dared? You ask who dared? I'll tell you! Open your eyes wide, people of the Empire! Ooh! Economat representatives! I'm in Horlog's Hunchbacks! Huh? Huh? These men were caught building another Shadow Egg in the Maxima Sector! Look upon their faces! Techno-scientists! We've been framed! Treason! Coal salesmen! Rymo's right! Tell us what to do! Punish these men! The situation is becoming dangerous for us! Calm down, dear. It's not over till it's over. Hee hee hee. I request an embargo against all the ruling powers and support for the Troglosocialic United Colonial Forces! Oh, it's a coup d'etat! A rebellion! To return justice to the Empire! Your Mega Holiness, he goes too far! Shall I release the Endo Guard? No! Let this madness run its course, and reduce the privileges of the Techno Guard and the Economic Worlds! They have power, but we have the numbers, and our numbers give us the right! Justice is on our side, as is the protection of the Sacred Androgyne, the Emperoress! Long live the Emperoress! Death to the Technos! Out with Iman! Stop the Economat! What are you waiting for? Activate Plan R? This situation is out of control! If we have 10,000 Shadow Eggs under construction, we can't! Patience, the time has not yet come! Your Mega Holiness! Isn't it time to call out the Ender Guard? Let them arrest these criminals and exile them on Aquend, the prison planet! After such a horrible crime, there can be no other justice! Stop these savages. Greyfield, the Kamar is right. Rymo's evidence is irrefutable. Summon the Ender Guard. Clowns! Scandalous! Get back! Let it be then, your Mega Holiness. As always, madness begets force. Long live the Emperoress! Return to your seats! Victory! Long live Rymo, the first galactic coordinator! Get back! Bursting from a thousand secret passages, a purple horde invades the Galactic Assembly. Torn, 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 torn. Well done, Greyfield. I was wrong to doubt your loyalty. If you were wrong in every way, Kamar. Ender Guards, carry out your orders. Suddenly, hey, what are they doing? Horse! Treason! The true traitors are revealed! Stop, are you crazy? Who could have ordered you to? Rymo! Traitors! Back, vermin! Ouch! Shoot! Shoot! Stop shooting! The fetus is done for! Ah! 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 The Emperoress has been hit! Hooray! The rotten egg is finally broken! How horrible! They've killed his Mega Holiness! Finally! All this blood! It's disgusting! Bravo, Greyfield! You've done your job well! As the Emperoress is no longer able to preside over this meeting, I, Iman Horlog, will take on the responsibility despite my great sadness. Oh, we're sure you're quite sad. Ender Guards, execute anyone who doesn't applaud loudly enough. Bravo! Hooray! Bravo! Hurrah! Let's all clap! We don't want to get hit by the Ender Guards. They seem like they mean business, folks. You and I will be the new Sacred Androgyne. Ha ha ha! Your Excellency, what should we do with Raimo and his people? Death? Death? No, I have something better in mind for them. The same fate they had in mind for us. Send them to Aquan, the prison planet. How did I know he was going there? Meanwhile, thousands of light years away. Ha ha! 7! The perfect number! That little fury Tanta is back. Oh, but it looks like her time up there might have calmed her down. Anima, welcome back to the interior sun. And you, Tanata, we thought we'd lost you. And you, whose hearts have been purified and who are visiting us for the first time, we, the Arhats, bid you welcome. Oh, what an unusual group. A warrior and one with a dog's head. Those are the Inkles. They've brought back the Inkles. Well, it's about time. I feel some powerful forces within them. I am happy to see you again, my good guardians. The Arhats, the ancient guardians of legend. The Crystal Forest. Meanwhile, the Necrodroid. Welcome, stranger. Pass through the door of light. We'll try that one again. Welcome, stranger. To pass through the door of light, you must eliminate all resentment, fear, and hate from your mind. Poofed! I'll show you elimination, you wimp. I feel your saccharine voice coming from under my feet. I'm gonna rip out your guts. This is it, folks. Finally, some action. Crack! I've got you. This device must activate the anti-grav lift. Oh, our prez is so strong. The energy from the crystal's disintegration will destroy you too, you barbaric machine. He's absorbing the energy straight from the crystal. Will he succeed? I don't care if this body is destroyed. I, the Necroprez, the final scourge, I will remain. It's working. He's taking off. Oah! The mirror is vibrating. We'll try that one again. The mirror is a vibrating doorway that opens onto the miraculous force of singing crystals. What beautiful singing it is. Hurry, the Necrodroid is right behind us. I can feel him. Me too. We are ready to pass through, ancient guardians. Shh, silence. To go through the mirror, you must be in harmony with it. Careful, it's not as easy as it looks. The reflection is disappearing. That's right, like that. Bravo, well done. They're so brave, they made it. They're in the forest now, but it's not over yet. The Crystal Forest, move very carefully. If you so much as brush against a tree, the sound will resonate throughout the forest. Yeah, so what? The crystal's song puts creatures of flesh and blood to sleep. Do you think the Necrodroid will follow us here? Personally, I'd rather not wait for him. If he does, it'll mean the end of the world. Running in this weak gravity is amazing. I can't believe it. So much beauty in the center of a world full of garbage. I bet if I touch the very tip of a crystal with the very tip of the tip of one feather, that wouldn't make the whole forest sing, would it? A hypnotic melody suddenly... A hypnotic melody suddenly fills the traveler's ears, freezing them where they stand. Listen, who made the forest sing? Try not to fall asleep. Oh man, I've been there. But sleep comes, conquering even the most willful minds. Meanwhile, elsewhere in the galaxy, an Endergaard ship completes its sinister mission. Enjoy your stay in hell, rebels. What a horrible place. Hang on! I'm cold! Raimo the Kamar and his clan are now prisoners of the most dreaded penitentiary planet in the Empire, Aquend! A water world, a planet without land, drowned in torrential rain. Forgive me for failing you. This is my fault. Battered by an endless stream of hurricanes, cyclones, downpours, and storms. Be brave, we're alive. That's the important thing. But for how long? I've got to get there soon. My robotic shell is deteriorating. Welcome, stranger. This mirror is a vibrating doorway that opens onto the miraculous world of singing crystals. Clang, tonk! Time to shift to panzer mode. You must be in unison with it. Who's that old fart? For your reflection, Balaam. What are those explosions? To disappear, it must be the Bergs bombing the planet. We haven't seen any news since the president's necrodroid took over all 7,000 channels on the Imperial NetWeb. Check out the Prez's new look. Wait! Dear telefriends, snug little bugs, watch how your Prez makes his reflection disappear. Stop! Stop! Get back! Stop! You're insane! Kring! Dear God, the end is upon us! Barbaric machine! The Necrodroid has evolved into a new form, the Necropanzer! Things are about to get ugly, folks! Who could have imagined something so marvelous? The sound of a million dishes breaking. Cling, stupid trinkets! Clang! What's that? Huh? It must be the Necrodroid. He shattered the vibrating doorway. The fool! At least his madness woke us up from our hypnotic sleep. Excuse me. That's the wrong guy. At least his madness woke us up from our hypnotic sleep. Hurry, let's move. Hey, Depot, wake up. I was dreaming about a concrete dove. And soon, look, the Crystal Tower, the portal of transfiguration, is at the top. Hurry, the Necrodroid can't be far behind. The seven companions began to climb the enormous spiral ramp. What a horrible noise. The force isn't singing anymore. It's screaming, moaning. The Necrodroid must be destroying everything in its path, but it will only lead to his own doom. Run faster. Take advantage of the weak gravity. Come closer. Don't be afraid. The giant steps will take us to the heart of the interior sun. Further down? How deep can we go? To the bottom of the bottom. I told you. That's where the exit is. Finally, the top. That's a long fall. Don't be afraid. Follow me. And after a long descent, it doesn't look like a door. What a weird room. You must each choose your place. This is the doorway of transfiguration. It is waiting for the seven keys to open it. I only feel comfortable in this corner. My place has to be here. Go ahead, Saloon. Go to the center, and mine here. We are the seven keys, but the only way to activate the door is to bare ourselves completely. Okay, everyone, strip! Kill, you idiot! I mean, we have to strip our spiritual self concepts and bare our souls for transfiguration. Mother, I'm scared. Why do I have to be in the center? I'm just a... Saloon, you must leave your childhood behind. But how? Become your essential self. Rebuild your axis. Well, that is cool. Very cool. The doorway of transfiguration. The transfiguration has begun. This is amazing. We're forming an entity of trans-dimensional energy. The creation of the starship has begun. Where are we? In another space, in another time. Where are we going? To Pyramid Island. Pyramid Island, the interdimensional nexus point where the two Inkles can be united as one. Saloon, you are our guide. Where are we going? We must take our place between the tips of both pyramids. By the heart of Saloon, the mutant androgen, it will become the living consciousness of the starship. Notice how the points are cut off at the tip of each pyramid. They're each waiting for the Inkle. The black Inkle on top of the white pyramid. The luminous Inkle on the black pyramid. What will the Necropanzer do, friends? This is his last form. What a dilemma. This is it. I can feel it. They can't have gone any other way. There's only one solution. Just one solution. He has to jump. I have to jump. The mother will place the black Inkle in the base. The father will place the luminous Inkle at the top. The father? Meta Baron, here is the Inkle. Place it, for you are his true father. I accept, for I have truly become his father. No! Saloon's father already holds the luminous Inkle. It is you, John DeFool. Me? His father? But that's impossible. Anima, how? Why? You had to be the father. and for that I had to transform myself into a homeo whore. When you went for one, you frequent... When you went for one of your frequent visits to the Red Ring, I met you in that den of iniquity. It is true, my sister has always obeyed the will of the Inkle. But why me? Do you sense my inner strength? Don't be an idiot, John DeFool. What you have become is only virtual. Deep down, you're still just a pathetic Class R detective. You were the only one whose genetic code could produce Saloon's mutation. It was a one in a million shot, and it worked. Do you understand now? I understand. I'm ready to place the Inkle for the Sun, who is mine by divine will. Meanwhile, goddamn! I mean, how else did you want me to say it? Dear telephone friends, we are getting closed. But, damn it, I'm breaking it apart. I feel nauseated. I'm gonna puke, and we can't change the channel. Now! Clang! All the way down! The crystal forest micro-vibrations weaken my last shell. Anima, the pyramids are awakening. Saloon's consciousness is activating the merging. That's it. The Inkle's vibrations are in harmony. It's over. It's over. Or excuse me. It's all over. The starship is formed. We've succeeded. The others must already be inside. Let's find them. Anima and John are still outside. Open airlock 17 so that they can come in. The airlock is open, but where is Saloon? Kill, don't you understand any of what happened? Saloon dematerialized when the two Inkles merged. Dematerialized? Oh, the poor kid. That's awful. Don't be an idiot, Kill. Saloon became the consciousness of the ship. Are you all right, Saloon? Yes, I was scared for a minute when the molecular separation started, but having the ship as my new body feels incredible. Meanwhile, John, what are you waiting for? Come on! Why should I come? I'm tired of this. I have a son. He's already passed me by. You're my wife. What a nice couple we make. Even the concrete bird is better than me. Even Kill Wolfhead is better than me. And like Tanata said, I'll never be anything but a pathetic Class R detective. Come on, John DeFool. You've made it through the hardest part. I've been used. That really bugs me. You even used my sperm without asking me. Shit! And where can I go now? Everything's been destroyed. No more Red Ring. No more detectives. No more drugs. No more homeo whores. Nothing. I only had one ally, one advantage, the Inkle, and you just took that from me too. Kakorosh! What the? John, come on. We'll talk about this on board the starship. I've got you now! Dear cozy telefriends, we are now at the bottom of the bottom! Face to face with the great rebels! The big moment has arrived! The Necrodroid! We're dead meat! I don't think so. There's nothing left but a walking hollow camera. A hollow camera? That's perfect. I just happen to have something to say right now. John? Criminal is coming. Hey! I know you. You're John DeFool. You're the one who ruined me. Dear Hey, I'm your president. I know you're out there, all of you in your conaps. The Empire is finished. Dear telefriends, I get green. No more holovid for you. No more. Leave your conaps. Go into the world. Go towards the light. The light. Croak. The light. What's this ad for? He's crazy. The holovid's gone crazy. Mama, the screen's gone dark. Blank. Oh no, I want to see the end. The holovid's dead? Help! Leave your conaps! I'll take what's left of you, you necropod. Put me down, asshole! Put me down! I'm coming, Anima. What other choice do I have? Not much, John. Let's go. The starship can take us to the other end of the universe. I'm your prez, do you hear me? And maybe beyond. And soon, ready to enter subspace, we'll emerge one light second away from here. Yes, Father. Amazing, look at the moon, what a view! We can see the whole planet from here. Suddenly everything is so far away. The acid lake, the garbage, the riots, but the sun! Look, something's hiding the sun! I recognize it. It's the Techno Guild's shadow egg. It's horrible. It's devouring the sun. End of what lies beneath. John DeFool and company continue their spatial journey in what is above. Okay, we're on to the next volume. Vitaville H2O. We've had it now! Raimo, I'm here! Suddenly. Huh? Huh? Watch out, the surface stings. Look, there, a man. Don't be afraid, Raimo of Kamar. My name is Ito. I've been sent to welcome you. Follow my instructions and all will be well. It's like he's inside the Medusa. Tell us what to do, Ito. First, you must willingly accept the Medusa, physically, mentally, and psychically. Then, and only then, will she grant you her protection. Hmm? Raimo, I feel a friendly mental probe. On Aquend, the Medusae are our allies. Without them, we could never have survived and built a new civilization. Let her surround you. She will become your second skin, a perfect diving suit, and total harmony with your own body. She will enable you to breathe freely underwater. She will insulate you from the pressure of the depths. But where are you taking us? Everyone knows that Aquend is a water world, without land or even a solid planetary core. That's why it was turned into a prison. Aquend is filled with many surprises. You'll see. First, let the Medusa receive you into her heart. She'll take us to Vitaville H2O, our capital. As you can see, it's perfectly safe. Follow me. Someone waits for you below. Huh? Huh? Someone you may know. Your Mega Holiness, Raimo of Kamar, and his friends are here. Welcome, faithful Raimo. You thought I perished under the traitor's fire. I'll explain everything while we travel to my hidden fortress. The Emperoress! Huh? Attack! Saloon, my son, let's blow this abomination to pieces. Blast it, vaporize it, disintegrate it. Yes, Father. John will never succeed that way. That is correct. We don't even understand the true nature of our enemy. I want to see what this ship can do. I want to use all of our power against the darkness. Let's try it. He'll see soon enough. Fire! Got it. The egg split into tiny bits. Look at what you've done, John. Now we have 1,000 shadow eggs on our hands. According to my scanner, these eggs are made of antimatter. They're totally indestructible. And now they're after us like a swarm of hornets. Saloon, my son. Now let's see how fast this ship is. We're in luck. The shadow swarm has stopped and is reforming near the sun. Of course, that's its real prey. It's not interested in us. Thank God. Hey, I'm picking up some strange echoes on the scanner. Less than 2 light minutes away. More shadow eggs? The Berg fleet. Their armada has invaded this galaxy. They see us. Right. At least those damn parakeets aren't made of antimatter. Saloon, this time we're going to have ourselves some fun. Let's blast the suckers. What happened? Put it on the screens and what's with... Oh, there's a hmm? And there's like, what happened? Put it on the screens and what's with this red light? Don't forget that I'm the one linked to the ankle now, Father. It told me that we would need the Berg soon. So why fight them now and turn them into enemies? We had a chance to wipe out the Bergs and instead you... The ships have entered subspace, John. There won't be any fight now. Mankind's real foe is the Great Darkness, not the Bergs. Besides, you saw how powerless we were against the Shadow Eggs. What we need to do is inhibit their formidably indestructible defenses. Inhibit their what? Okay, great. But how? Yeah, tell me how we do this. The Inkle says that there exists something that can control antimatter. There is? And how do you suggest we find it? Search the whole galaxy with a fine-tooth comb? We don't have to. The Inkle told me where to look. 120 light years from here, towards the galactic core, we'll be there in 6 hours. Good. We all could use a couple hours of sleep. Meanwhile, Excellency, we're approaching Technogea. We've just asked for permission to cross the psychic barrier. Sorry. They're through. Close the opening. The Technocentror and Cyclic Council are expecting you. I'm recording, Master S-12. Speak. All proceeded according to plan, Technocentror. The Emperoress is dead. The Iman Horlog's puppet government is now in place under our secret control. Control that pig? I doubt anyone can. Your report, Master TH-5. I'm recording. The Great Ave Tenebrae plan is proceeding smoothly, Technocentrier. 10,000 Shadow Eggs stand ready for launch throughout the galaxy. Some are already in operation. Technocentrier, events are occurring at the Amon's Palace. Do you wish for a visual? I do. Why me? Silence, traitor! I've had the entire planet of gold placed under a subspace spy beam. Greyfield, I don't understand, Excellency. Our plot would never have succeeded without the help of the Emperoress's former Mentrek. Your information was incomplete, Master S-12. Greyfield was a double agent from the beginning. The Iman has almost certainly discovered the truth. You thought you could fool me with such a transparent plot, you miserable insect, but my scientists have told me the truth. I'm innocent, Great Iman. I betrayed my former master for you. That thing killed in the parliament was not the real Emperoress. It was a clone. A clever trick. But did you really believe you could fool me? What do you ask of me? Where is he, Greyfield? As long as the damned two-headed fetus is still alive, my power will never be secure. You're wasting your time. I won't talk. That's what you think. I've had integrated conditioning that prevents me from talking. No amount of torture can break it. Maybe not, but do you think I'm a fool? A Mentrek of your caliber can overcome any conditioning. You just need a strong motivation. Ha ha! Now look over there and tell me if I haven't found the right kind of motivation. I'm sure our little rat can't wait to see what we have in store for him. Ha ha ha! Sturlog? Huh? So, I'm waiting for applause from the audience. Ah, at last! No! Crystal, my granddaughter! Monsters! Don't dare harm her! Do you recognize this, Greyfield? It's a cryogener. I don't really know. I don't know what these words, I think, are even made up. Your darling Crystal is really going to earn her name now. Chalk! Monsters! How can you do this to an innocent child? Come on, Greyfield. Nobody's truly innocent. Besides, she's not actually dead. She's only frozen, protected from the world's ugliness by an icy slumber. Unfortunately, there's one little problem. That new ice body is terribly fragile. The littlest shock and crack! You can imagine the catastrophic results. Cack! No! Have compassion! Tisk, tisk, tisk. Aren't I clumsy? I seem to have broken her little finger. And to think that the rest of her body is just as brittle. If we're not careful, we could shatter that pretty body into 1,000 pieces. Stop! You've won! I'll do anything you want! Excellent. You see, Sturlog, I was right. No conditioning can resist good, strong motivation. Now let's move on to more serious matters. Our dinner plans. It's not that simple, Iman. I may be willing to do your bidding, but I'm still physically unable to reveal where the Emperoress is. Well, then I'll just have to send you straight back to your master, won't I? Ha, ha, ha! With a little present from us, of course. A present? What do you mean? My surgeons will implant you with an explosive pre-program to detonate only when you're in the presence of the real Emperoress. That way you'll be our living bomb, and yet you'll do nothing against your vaunted conditioning. Ah! 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 That Iman is a crafty, evil man. Too bad that his plan is doomed to fail. With his Mentrek abilities, it will be child's play for Greyfield to defuse the bomb. We'd better infiltrate the surgical team and have one of our men inoculate him with a special virus that will spread the darkness to the Emperor himself. Now shut off the transmission so that we can plan the details. Meanwhile, I was getting fed up with subspace, so where is this eighth wonder of the universe? What? What a cloud layer! I bet whatever's waiting for us down there is not going to be good. Right there! Aqua End! The prison planet! The shuttlecrafts are ready! Tenenta, John, Kill and the Meta Baron will go on the first recon! Soon after. Wow, I bet the prisoners don't live very long after they've dumped here. And this is where the Inkle said we'd be able to find the only substance able to control antimatter. Incredible! What a place! It's nothing but water, constantly battered with storms. And it's even worse beneath the surface! According to the Galactic Guide, the sea is full of poisonous algae, acid-based plankton, carnivorous fish, and all that. And we're supposed to find an ally against the Shadow Eggs in the midst of this damn water jungle? If only the Inkle told us what we're looking for. Hey! What about that? Is that thing in your guide? Christ, that's huge! Kill, look over there! Something weird is going on! Hmm? What's that? Telepathically, I feel the creature is alive and friendly. It's inviting us to follow. Follow it! A Medusa. It's some kind of giant Medusa. Well, why don't we just do what it asks? What? You're gonna trust a jellyfish? Aha, hey, it's diving beneath the surface. I think you're right, John. Besides, I'm convinced there's a link between that creature and what we've come here for. It's sinking deeper under those huge algae colonies. Let's follow it. Soon after. 20,000 fathoms. There. Lights. An underwater city. The guide doesn't mention this. The Medusa strategy. Alright, guys. That's it for the Inkle for today. And it seems like we're halfway through the Inkle. Just about. Real close. Yeah, I'd say 15, 30. Yeah, okay, yeah, We're halfway through the Inkle, guys, so I don't know what we're doing next. I'm not real sure. Inkle's not doing amazing, but some of you guys are watching it, so I'm going to continue doing it. I'm glad you're hanging with us. Some of this stuff is really hard for me to pronounce because it literally seems like he made it up, which is fine. Jodorowsky, he has a very incredible mind. We'll just say that. Incredible mind. I've seen some of his films, so I completely understand where he's coming from. I did watch The Holy Mountain. So yeah, this is really amazing stuff. I don't know how the hell they're going to be able to adapt this into a film, but I wish, what is it, Taika Waititi? I wish him luck, because that's going to be a real mess to adapt this. I think he would probably be able to do a good job with this, considering the kind of work he's done in the past. So who knows? Maybe lightning will strike and we'll get a really nice Inkle film. But at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time with more Inkle in October. Well, I'm not real sure yet, because I'm thinking about doing the horror comics in October, as we normally do. So, we'll see. I'm not going to deprive you of chaos, but maybe this stuff will hold off to November, because we do want to put some scary comics in, and I have so many of them for you guys. You know, the scary comics are a one-off, but we do enjoy them, and we do them every October. So, yeah, going to take a little break from the Inkle, probably, and catch back up in November with the Inkle. But some scary stuff is coming, so you might like it. At any rate, we'll see you guys next time. And if you like the video, be sure to like and subscribe. I'm getting pretty close to where it says I can actually be monetized, so that would be awesome if that happened. But all right, I'm out.